NS. Talk a little bit more about the Person County 4-H wreath and garland fundraiser. Again, you have to have your orders turned in and paid for by this upcoming Tuesday. That will be the 9th of November. But anyway, they have a lot of different things for you to choose from. And we'll make mention of the Fraser Fir Wreath. They have the window size, which it runs from 11 to 15 inches. Or you can get the door size, which is 20 to 24 inches. The double mix wreath, which is white pine and Fraser Fir. The window size, 11 to 15 inches. The door size, 20 to 24 inches. Then the boxwood wreath, the window size, 11 to 15. Door size, 20 to 24. Then the square Fraser wreath, the 12-inch and the 16-inch. And they also have the Christmas star, which is 27 inches. The Fraser cross, which is 30 inches. And then the peace sign, which is 28 inches. And your white pine garland, you can buy it in either a 25-foot length or the 50-feet length. So, 336-599-1195. Speak with Michelle Van S. Or if you're on Facebook, just look up Person County 4-H. And there you will find the more or less order form and everything. And again, order deadline is this upcoming Tuesday, November 9th. And the greenery will be available for pickup on Tuesday after Thanksgiving. And that will be on November the 30th. Correct, Michelle?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
So, I don't know. Is it just me, or does it seem to be more choices this year than last year?
Have less choices this year than really? Last year. Yep, but only by one.
Oh, okay. Well, I was thinking it was more, but anyway.
Well, it's more than it has been in the past. I increased the number of options. The farm has always offered these, but for a while I used to just stick to the Fraser Fir and the double mix and the garland, but I decided to expand, and it doesn't cost me anything to offer it to y'all, so I just went ahead and offered more to you, and people have loved that Christmas star, and a lot of people have loved the cross, and I've not had anybody order the peace sign yet. I'd really like for someone to order it so I can see what it looks like, but I've not had anybody order it yet.
Right.
But we actually have one less thing on the item list this year, but that's because they stopped offering it, but that's okay.
Well, now, Michelle, also on Tuesday, November the 9th at 6 p.m. there at the Person County Auditorium, 304 South Morgan Street, it's going to be the Person County 4-H Livestock Club Interest Meeting. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, so we're going to be having an interest meeting for to get our livestock club back up and running. I have two volunteers that have stepped up to the plate that are going to take over. And so on the 9th, we're just going to talk about, you know, what is expected to be, like what a club is and how it's run, and to find out what parents and kids might want out of joining a club about livestock. People do not have to own livestock to join for it or join the livestock club. They can just have a general interest in it. So don't feel like you have to live on a farm and you have to have livestock. If you just want your child to learn more about that aspect of agriculture, you are more than welcome to join us. It'll be open to all youth in Person County between the ages of 5 and 18 years old. And I do have an RSVP link for that. I'll probably put that up on the Facebook page again today. I've got a few things I need to put up this afternoon. Or if you're interested in coming, just give the office a call. and speak to me, and I'll put you on the list. And we are going to be requiring masks, so just put that out there. We're going to be requiring masks to attend the meeting, but it'll be in, I believe it's going to be in the auditorium. So we're looking forward to that, and I've already had about 10 to 12 kids interested in joining, so we're really excited about that, and we're really excited about getting this club up and running again. We tried it a few years ago, and it just didn't work out, which is fine. That happens sometimes. So we're ready to get it up and running and get it going this time.
Yeah, sometimes just the timing may not be exactly right. But, again, this meeting will be Tuesday, November 9th at 6 p.m. at the Person County Auditorium, 304 South Morgan Street. And you RSVP by Monday the 8th, 336-599-1195, if you're not connected to social media. But if you are on Facebook, check out Person County 4-H. And, Michelle, you say you're going to post a link on it to where people can go online and register, right?
Yes, I'll do that again this afternoon.
Now, Michelle, like, this may sound crazy. A lot of the things like this event, when you post them, do you sometimes put this information on Eventbrite, that where you can click on a link to take you to more information? Or do you just typically to advertise just on Facebook and, you know, of course, with us here on the radio?
It really depends on what the event is. If I'm having people register for stuff and it costs money, I do use Eventbrite so that people can pay for it through with a credit card. However, I do most of my advertising on Facebook and the radio and the newspaper, and I have to. They've had me start putting my events into our 4-H online system for people to register through that. But with these interest meetings, I just use Google Forms, and I just advertise it through the radio and Facebook and the newspaper sometimes. But for bigger events, I do a little bit more. But for these little interest meetings, I don't do too much extra for it, if that makes any sense.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. And for folks that want to purchase the wreath and or garland, they can either pay in cash or pay with a check, because you are not able to accept credit card payments at this time, correct?
That's correct. So for any of my fundraisers, unfortunately, we have to do it through cash or check.
Okay, well, anyway, I just thought I would throw that in. You know, we live in more or less, check card or credit card world. And, you know, some people, when they come across somebody that doesn't accept them, you know, a lot of them just don't understand. But,
right,
you know, it's a lot that has to, you know, happen to get set up to where you can't accept credit card payments. But again, if you order the wreaths and garland, you can either pay with a check or cash, but they do not accept credit cards. We're going to get a word on for T.G. Brooks Company, and we'll be back with more Gardener's Corner with Michelle Van Es, the Person County 4-H agent.
November is the month to start preparing for the holiday seasons ahead and picking up your cold weather supplies and your needs. Time for wood stove parts. It's also time for your Thanksgiving and Christmas hams. We're talking about the famous T.G. Brooks Company old-time cured country hams. People come from miles around to get one of these hams. It's also time to do last-minute lawn preparation. On some of our warmer days, you can still utilize that day to spread seed, fertilizer, and spruce up. Then next spring, your yard will have a head start. Right now, the leaves need to be gathered. Remember T.G. Brooks Company for your rakes, tools, and other needs for your lawn. T.G. Brooks Company stocks pots and cast iron and aluminum pots and double gas burners. Cold weather means a check on your stove pipe and pipe fittings, 6-inch and 8-inch, and they have stove mats, too. Check out the new Comfort Glow infrared quartz heaters for that extra warmth, and they are fan-forced for wide heat dispersion. Always keep the pets in mind with cedar shavings to keep them cozy on these cold nights. T.G. Brooks Company has wood splitters, wedges, axes, mauls, and, of course, plenty of gloves. Don't forget the bird seed available in 25- and 50-pound bags and your sunflower and black oil seed in stock. If you have not seen or rented one of their new additional storage buildings, inquire and check them out. They're really nice. Make your November and Thanksgiving beautiful and plan to shop early this year for Christmas. T.G. Brooks Company, Helena Mariah Road in beautiful Timberlake, serving the homeowner, farmer, and construction worker since 1936.
Be sure to head on by and see Bill, Roy, and their friendly staff right there at T.G. Brooks Company, 411 Helena Mariah Road in friendly Timberlake. Michelle Van Ness is a 4-H agent for Person County, and she's our guest here on the Gardener's Corner program. Michelle, if you would, I want to make mention that if you want to do a soil sample, you need to have it turned in before Thanksgiving. The actual deadline is December, actually the last day of November, which is November 30th, but they have to be there at the Department of Agriculture in Raleigh on the 30th, because starting December 1st, that is when the $4 per sample fee comes. I'll get it out in a minute. The $4 fee is charged by the Department of Agriculture. But the reason that they always ask that the soil samples are turned in by Thanksgiving, because you can leave them at your local Cooperative Extension Service office, and they will transport them over there to the Department of Ag to have them tested. Now, you're welcome to deliver them over there if you know where they need to go yourself. But so, again, starting December 1st, the fee of $4 per sample goes in effect. So go ahead and make sure that you get your soil samples, you know, taken care of. Michelle, just this question. For someone that wants to purchase a wreath and or garland, and they are paying with a check, do they make the check out to Person County 4-H or who?
They'll make the check out to Person County.
Just plain Person County.
Yep.
Okay. All righty. Well, anyway, Kilby here at the radio station, he says he is wanting to go ahead and order a wreath. I think he's ordered one, you know, the last several years or so.
Yes, he has. So now, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Now, Michelle, you said that you had some information that you wanted to pass along for Bo and also Jennifer?
Yes. So this first one is specific to our tobacco growers here in the county. It's just a reminder that the tobacco referendum vote is going to happen on November 18th. And it's just really important to remind the farmers to come out and do their vote for that. And then for Jennifer, the Person County Extension Office is looking for new food volunteers to assist Jennifer in programming efforts. But this is only for Person County residents. The Extension Master Food Volunteer Program provides residents the opportunity to engage with their communities by supporting North Carolina Cooperative Extension Family Consumer Science Agents programming in the areas of nutrition, cooking, food safety, and food systems. If anybody listening thinks that they may be interested in volunteering, she invites you to come and learn more about the program, training, and the fun you can have as a food volunteer. There will be an Extension Master Food Volunteer interest meeting on Wednesday, December 1st at 10 a.m. in the Person County office in room 166, which is the back kitchen on our hallway. And there is a registration link that you can find on the Person County website. And I can say that these Master Food Volunteers really help Jennifer and really help her programming, because they also come in handy, they also come in handy with some of our 4-H programs that we do that involve cooking. So if that's something you may be interested in, give Jennifer a call or check out our website to register for the interest meeting. That'll be on Wednesday, December 1st at 10 a.m. here at the Person County office.
336-599-1195 for more information. Now, the extension office, they have a website that you can check out to get a lot of the information on. But sometimes the easiest way is to just go straight to the source and speak with them by way of telephone. We need to get a word on for E.B. Harris Auctioneering. We'll be back with more of the Gardener's Corner program with Michelle Van Ness after this message. E.B. Harris Auctioneering, NCAL 1468, announces the 20th annual E.B. and Shane Harris Influence Commercial Female and Bull Sale, 100 head of cattle, one of a kind, to be held Saturday, November 13th at 10 a.m. at the Granville County Livestock Arena, 4200 Kennedy Mill Road in Oxford. For terms, more information, and to view pictures of cattle up for auction, log on to ebharris.com. You can also call 252-257-2140. Online bidding will be available. You will find cows and calves at the side, bred heifers and bulls, Angus, BFW, Simmental, Hereford, and Red Angus cattle up for auction on Saturday, November the 13th at 10 a.m. at the Granville County Livestock Arena, 4200 Kennedy Mill Road in Oxford. For more information, log on to ebharris.com or call 252-257-2140. We're back here on the Gardener's Corner program. Miss Michelle Van Ness is our guest today. And again, that farm sale, not the farm sale, the cattle auction will be next Saturday, the 13th, at the Granville County Livestock Arena on Kennedy Mill Road. Now, Michelle, you've got a horse. You gonna go ahead and get you a few calves after the new baby gets here?
No. I got a horse and two dogs and about to have a baby. I can't add anything else to the plate.
Well, that probably takes up about all of the time that you have, you know?
Up all my time and money.
I know the money is the main thing. It's really expensive. And you know, yes, but Michelle, you were talking a while ago about the price of 4-H camp being $500, and mm-hmm. you know, that seems like a lot, but everything has gotten really expensive, you know, here lately.
It really has.
It sure has. You know, you go to the grocery store, it's quite an expensive trip to go there. And we live in the world where when something goes up on one thing, they just pass it along to the other. And before you know it, it's all up there. It sure is. But now, again, you have two slots open for 4-H camp for two boys. And the age, again, that it's open to?
So they'll have to be between the ages of 8 to 14 at the time that we're at camp, so June 26th through July 1st. So if you have a child that's 7 right now, but he's going to turn 8 in March of 2022, then he was eligible to go to 4-H camp.
336-599-1195, and that'll put you in touch with Michelle. And again, if you want to get your 4-H'er, you know, to fill that slot for that 8 to 14 year old age person, and again, you will need to be that age doing the camp. It's not too late. You could, this weekend, you know, if you could sell, you know, 10 or 12 of these wreaths and garland, that a little bit of money will help out. And then if they do the blueberry plant sale, you know, in the early spring, you know, that clover cash from that sale would help out. So it's really good, Michelle, that you all, you know, allow that 4-H'er to sell and get some of the benefits and rewards from selling it by the way of getting to do some things through 4-H and not having to pay more or less the 100% charge out of their pocket.
That's an important life lesson, isn't it, Rob?
That's exactly right.
You want to do.
That's exactly right. You said a lot right there. You sure did. Hey, I've got one more ad I need to catch up on from South Boston Memorials. We'll be back right after this.
South Boston Memorials, located 1439 Seymour Drive in South Boston, Virginia, has been in business since 1958. The Myers family of South Boston Memorials believe that every life has a story. For four generations, their life work has been to present and preserve that story for our prosperity to hear. Allow South Boston Memorials to tell yours. South Boston Memorials has granite memorials, markers, and mausoleums, over 300 in stock. In-house laser etching is available at South Boston Memorials, and they can also make pet markers. For memorial benches, vases, and monuments, call on South Boston Memorials at 434-572-3859 or visit their website, sobomemorials.com. That's 434-572-3859. South Boston Memorials is located 1439 Seymour Drive in South Boston, Virginia. Like us on Facebook or visit the website, sobomemorials.com.
Well, you know what, Michelle? I just realized we're pretty much about out of time. The show just kind of slipped away from us today.
Sure did.
Have you got any parting remarks that you would like to pass along before we bid our farewells for today?
Well, I would just appreciate all the support that Person County gives to Person County 4-H. We have a great community, and I really think our community believes in the growth and of our children, and whether that's educational or what they get to do outside of school. And I think we have a great community, and I appreciate all the support that we get.
I'm just looking at the schedule, and I don't think that you're on the show before the baby is to you. So I guess if all goes well, the next time I talk to you, I may hear a crying baby in the background.
Potentially.
Well, Michelle, thank you for doing what you do, and thank you for being as excited as you are about Person County 4-H. And your excitement flows from you to other 4-H'ers, and that really means a lot. So thanks goes out to Owl Pride Foods, makers of Owl Pride Premium Pimento Cheese Spread and Dip, T.G. Brooks Company, E.B. Harris Auctioneering. They have that cattle auction in Granville County next Saturday the 13th. And we also appreciate the support of South Boston Memorials. Have a great evening, and thanks for tuning in.